Hey there, and welcome to A Medic's Mind. It's me, Matthew Hennigan, and I am so glad that you're joining me today. This isn't just a podcast. It's a gathering of friends, old and new, coming together to share stories of life's little moments. So, wherever you are listening from in the world today, sit back, relax, and let's turn the page to another story. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the A Medic's Mind podcast. I've got some life updates for you on this one. Anything ranging from new golf clubs, to painful massages, to nightmare management, and Girl Guide cookies. Yeah, this can be a weird one. Strap in. I have all of this for you, and I got some news about the book, Woven in War, and maybe a little bit of a new project that's underway. And I might lean on you guys for the Woven in War thing and some other stuff. So I will get into that on this week's episode. So yeah, without further ado, let's get into the episode. This is typically where I would do an ad read. And this week's ad read is going to be a little bit different. It's a segment usually reserved for sponsors and the like. However, I think I'm going to be a little bit selfish here and use it for moi. Little old me. Maddie. Matthew. Hennigan. You know, the guy that talks in the microphone aimlessly for way too long. Anyway, those of you who are long-term listeners of the podcast know that I have written a couple books. And some of you may have actually ordered the books already, but if you haven't, I would like to ask kindly that you consider picking up my book, A Medic's Mind. It's available wherever books are sold, most easily acquired from Amazon. And if you don't like reading, well, you can listen as it is available in audiobook format as well. I also have a second book, A Medic's Mind, Love, Loss, and All Things in Between, which is somewhat of a continuation of A Medic's Mind, but not really in the contiguous sense. It's just a collection of stories, more so my rambunctious youth, and some things I've learned about love and about loss and about all other things that are in between. That book was published by Free Spirit Publisher out of India. So you can pick it up on their website, or again, you can go to Amazon and pick it up there. So if you haven't picked up a copy yet, I would ask kindly that you consider it. If you have picked up a copy, I'd like to ask that you leave me a review. As an independent author, it really helps me out. It really helps push me to the algorithm and helps me find more readers that might be interested in reading my stuff. So if you would be so kind and you have not already, please head over to Amazon or wherever you'd like to leave a review and drop me a review. It doesn't have to be 5 stars. It doesn't have to be 4 or 3 or 2. Hopefully it's not 1. If it is, you know, just be honest. Let me know. But I would love to have a review left by you guys. So please, please, please consider doing that. I'd be greatly appreciative. And if you would like to follow along and see about all the stuff that I'm working on, feel free to follow me on my social channels, Instagram, author M. H. Hennigan, so M. Hennigan. And same thing with Twitter. You can follow me over there. And on TikTok, I'm back in the old TikTok train trying that whole thing out. So we're giving that a go. Sorry, you might hear some noise here. I'm just pulling up my TikTok so I can tell you what my name is on TikTok. I can't quite remember. Oh, it's Author M. Hennigan. Look at that. Author M. Hennigan. So follow me over on TikTok. And yeah. There we go. That's all I got to say about that. That's the ad read on this one. And now we will officially get into the podcast. Swinging into summer. I know that we're in the emerging days of spring, but I finally did it. I broke down and bought some new golf clubs. Brand spanking new. And just for me. They've never been used. They're not new to me. They're brand new. I bought a set of golf irons, TaylorMade SimMax 2. You know, 5-iron through to AW, whatever the hell AW is. I don't know, but I'm going to figure it out on the course because I own it. I bought it. So why not? Okay. You may be wondering at this point, and rightly so, hey, Matt, what the hell does you buy new golf clubs have to do with a medic's mind or anything to do with, you know, the stuff that you usually talk, mental health, you know, blah, 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 mental wellness? And that's, you know, that's fair. As a long-term listener, you might know that sometimes I ramble. Those of you who are new here, sometimes I ramble. Anyway, the reason this is significant, and those who have listened for a while will be able to back me up on this. The reason this is significant is because historically, I hate summer. Summer and I are not buds. I hate the heat. I hate insects. I can't stand sunburn. And holy hell, do I ever hate being sweaty. Now, there's a myriad of other reasons for my disdain for the otherwise joyous months of fun in the sun, and I have gone into them in length in previous episodes, so I will spare you that on this episode. But my buying golf clubs, I did it because a few years ago, my friend Steven, a dear, dear friend of mine, dare I say a brother, introduced me to the world of golf. The vexing, beautiful, infuriating, wonderful world of golf. And after he introduced me to it and showed me that you can either ride a cart or walk the course, whatever, and took me around to different golf courses, the one thing I quickly found out about myself was I love golf courses. It doesn't even matter if I'm good at golf, which I'm not, but it doesn't even matter if I'd be playing golf. If Steven just wanted me to come hang out with him without playing, I'd be okay with doing that too. Golf courses are completely breathtaking, and they are very, very peaceful. The sounds you hear, the gentle breeze. Yeah, there's insects. Yes, there's heat. Yes, there's summer. But in golf, or should I say through golf, I have found a love of summer. And that is hugely significant, considering how much I used to hide from it, how much I hated it, how much I loathed it, how much I wanted nothing to do with it. So buying these clubs, buying a brand new set of clubs, which is not the cheapest purchase that somebody can ever make for themselves, but it's significant because it's A, something just for me, and B, it shows a commitment that I have to continuing to navigate and enjoy summer. Not just this year, but in years to come. And that finally is helping me find some peace and cultivate some new memories through a season that otherwise I would ordinarily just loathe and disdain and would sit through painstakingly as it would crawl on those long dog days of summer. Now, golfing with Steven and other friends of mine, it honestly is among the funnest of adventures that I could think of doing throughout the summer months. I honestly can't think of too many other things that I would say are as fun. I'm not much of a tubing guy. I hate camping, not a camper. The military ruined that for me. Not a camper. If we go to like a cabin and it's a nice cabin, it's got some amenities, okay, I can consider it. But I'm a glamper now. After the army, after the time spent in the mud and sleeping in the rain and just being cold to the bone, being army cold, there's cold and then there's army cold. After enduring those things, done with camping. And that's a big thing that people love to do in the summer. Not me. Nuh-uh. No, 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 no. I, however, found golf. And golf is just one of those things that it's just enjoyable. I don't have to be good at it. I'm getting better at it, but I don't have to be good at it in order to enjoy it, in order to find some value in it. And being able to hang out with friends and be in a social setting, and again, social settings can be difficult for me, but this is a way for me to push past that and a way for me to just get out and actually get some vitamin D and partake in a leisure slash normal exercise. It's a wonderful thing. And so the club, buying the clubs to me wasn't just, hey, I'm getting new clubs and that's exciting. Yeah, there was that element to it, but it was more so the investment. Investing in myself. When we find time to invest in ourselves for the things that we like to do, whatever it might be for you, it really does help cultivate a sense of worthiness and a sense of value, self-value, that sometimes, for me anyway, is lacking, and largely due to, again, multiple factors. But in the environment that I grew up in, it wasn't really a fostering environment for finding and cultivating self-value. And so I'm learning to do that in the latter part of my life. I read somewhere once that life starts at 40. And that sentiment was basically that when you hit 40 years of age, you're generally solidified in life. You've got your career, you're financially more stable, and you've had some life experience, and therefore you're able to navigate life in a bit more of a steady, stable, and cautious, educated way. And so far, in my early 40s, I can say that's true. I never would have contemplated leaving my house to go play golf in years past. I would say 3 years ago, you might have been hard-pressed getting me out of my house to go play golf. And now, the concept of playing golf with Steven on a semi-regular basis, it's fun for me. And the fact that maybe I get to play with my best friend Drew whenever he's got time off, that's also fun for me. And it doesn't matter if I'm good. It doesn't matter if I score great. It just matters that I'm out there and doing my best. And also, just doing something that is not only healthy for you, walking the course, you know, without driving, you know, you're walking the course, you're getting some exercise there, but just being out in the sun, being out in this beautiful area and partaking in something that normal people do. It's a wonderful thing. And coming home and telling Sheena about my golf game, not that she cares about golf, but she cares about me. And therefore, I feel like I can go home and tell her about things. And so for me, it really has turned into something pretty special, this whole golf thing. And buying clubs, well, that just sort of solidified to me that my mindset is completely different now than it was a number of years ago. And so, folks, Maddie bought himself some clubs. And that means he's going to be posting pictures of making terrible shots and not at all getting good golf scores, but he's going to be posting it anyway. So if you're not following me, you should, because I'm terrible. And I wear hilarious golf shirts, and I bought a pair of golf knickers. Yeah, you heard me right, knickers. I didn't know that's what they were called. I found that out the hard way, trying to search them online, and then I found them, avoiding all those web links that said knickers. I'm like, not clicking on that. You're not going to fool me, Google. Turns out that's exactly what they're called. And if you don't know what golf knickers are, I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to Google it and do exactly what I did. But anyway, I bought a pair and they are obnoxiously plaid and I'm excited to get them on and take a picture. And I will post it to my social media. So if you're not following me, you should be, and keep an eye out for that. Yeah. Anyway, that's golf. But with golf comes painful massages. That's right, I'm going to talk to you about painful massages. So I've been seeing a massage therapist, a very skilled massage therapist, and also a fairly decent friend, as it turns out, somebody who I've developed a friendship with. She's really good friends with Sheena and I, and Sheena's actually seen her several times too for massage therapy, and she's actually going next week to see her. But she lives in the same town I do, which is incredibly convenient, but she's also got a wealth of experience. She's been doing this job a long time. And so when I went in, the thought of a stranger kind of, you know, touching my body in places like my neck and with me turned over and having my back, it was a little jarring for me to contemplate at first. But, you know, she's got this wicked sense of humor that really disarms any angst that you might have. And so incredibly grateful to have found her. And even more grateful that she took me on as a client and that the, you know, the VA, you know, works with her as well. So that's one thing. But the reason I see her is because I was having headaches for quite some time. And of course, me being me, catastrophizing, thought, oh, great, I have a tumor. I'm going to die now. Great. And then I Google all my symptoms and it turns out I died 2 weeks ago. And I was like, well, that doesn't seem right. So I assumed that probably wasn't the case. It turns out that with nightmares, you know, you tense up a little bit And because I don't know what I do when I have nightmares. I've never seen myself have a nightmare. So I can't tell you exactly what I do or what happens. I'm usually there in the aftermath, the wake up phase. And I can tell you that part sucks. So I can only assume the lead up to also must suck. So I was having headaches, and it's because I had a lot of tension in my shoulders and my neck, and my neck was all kind of contorted when I sleep, and it hurts and stuff like that. So, you know, that was happening to me for a little bit. And so I went to this massage therapist who subsequently has been my go-to for pain relief. She, however, does cause pain. and, you know, it turns out that with golf, if you've ever golfed, you'll know the golf swing is a very abnormal set of musculoskeletal demands to place on the human body. It's not a natural thing at all, and it's very counterintuitive to how you think you would swing a club at a ball. You got to do many things differently that you wouldn't ordinarily do, and thus use muscles that you don't ordinarily use, or at least I haven't ordinarily used, and thusly they are sore as well. And so when I go in there and I explain what's going on and I say, yeah, you know, my head and neck is okay. I didn't really have many headaches this week, but my lower back and my kind of my rib area. And so last week I went in and told her about my rib area. And so she starts doing this thing where she's kind of like she's standing to my side and she's kind of reaching over and working on the muscles of the ribs. But oh, my God, the pain, man. Ah, I like to think I have a decent pain tolerance. Like I'm not like a Hercules or a pain god by any means, but I'd like to think that I have some tolerance to discomfort and pain. And this was I almost tapped out. And I'm glad I didn't, because about a day and a half later, holy the relief I felt. You know, the ribs and the low back and stuff had been really tender, really sore in the days after golf. And then a couple days after the massage therapy, which was torture, just like, relief. And that felt so nice. And it felt nice because I was able to actually fall asleep a lot easier that night. And so I find for me, because my physical pain is oftentimes linked to my emotional pain or causal to emotional pain. And now that I've entered into another phase of life, the sort of the normalcy phase of life, where I'm doing somewhat normal leisure activities such as golf, and that creates a new musculoskeletal, you know, ailment. It's nice to be able to go in and have some relief of that sooner rather than later. Because I think there's only so much pain a person could tolerate before they just want to tap out and do nothing and fall into kind of a depression because you just can't do much and the pain is too great and things like that. So, not that golf pain is that intense. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying, you know, with the pain that I have from nightmares and the pain that I have from, you know, the jobs that I've done with being in the military and as a paramedic and, sort of the wear and tear that has been naturally placed on my body from carrying the dead weight of humans and being in really odd places and having really terrible posture and not being able to use proper lifting mechanics. Because as anybody who's worked in first response will know, you don't always get somebody laying in the middle of a floor. In fact, you rarely get somebody laying in the middle of a floor. We usually get them out and place them in the middle of a floor before we start working. So my body's got some pain, and plus I'm 40. And when you've carried, your weight for 40 years, you're going to have some pain. And when I'm 60, I'm going to have more pain or different pain. So those kind of pains, you know, the nightmare pain, the PTSD pain, the stuff like that mixed in with a new introduction of pain, it left untreated and left unchecked, it could be a pretty overwhelming thing. And so it's nice to be able to find somebody that actually has some expertise in pain management without, you know, just trying to shove pills down your throat or, you know, this and that. It's really nice to have some mode of more, dare I say, holistic approach to it. And I'm not saying that pills for pain relief are bad. It's just I don't want them personally. That's kind of where I'm at with that. So, that's kind of where that's at. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, with the new introduction of golf, got a little bit of pain. But, hey, maybe these clubs will help with that. You know, they're brand new clubs. The other clubs that I was using, I bought secondhand. And they were just on a whim. You know, I went to the golf course one day with my friend Drew And instead of renting clubs, I was like, hey, how much, because I'm going to start golfing regularly. How much are these clubs? Excellent. Okay, I'll take them. And that was the interaction of my buying the clubs. I'm like, does it have every club I need? It does. Good. Got it. Now I got the clubs. These are mine. And then as I started playing golf and getting a little bit better at it, not good, but better, I decided that I was going to buy some new clubs. And so there we go. So maybe the new clubs will help with pain. Who knows? I think after the next story, you'll understand that I need constant adult supervision when it comes to decision-making. I woke up early the other morning. It was one of those things. I often wake up early and sometimes earlier than Sheena, just due to, like I said, bad dreams. And it's hard to go back to sleep. And so I will vacate the room so that I'm not just laying in bed, keeping Sheena awake or tossing and turning or whatever, or disrupting the animals. And then they get up and keep Sheena. So instead of doing that, I usually just kind of leave the room and go make a tea or go sit on the couch for a bit or whatever. And the other morning I got up nice and early. It was, really, really early. And there was no kids in the house. They were gone, on sleepovers and stuff. So it was just me. And I decided that I was hungry. Yeah, or at least my stomach did. And so I was like, I should eat something. Now, here's what I need to let you know. We have a house with two young girls. One's an adolescent. The other one is 9 years old and gluten, allergy and diabetic. So there's healthy options in the house, folks, is what I'm saying. There are nutritious things to eat within the home. And I was like, for breakfast, what am I going to do here? I really need to eat some breakfast. And then out of the corner of my eye, I see this blue box on the countertop, and I look at it, and it says Girl Guides of Canada. And I was like, well, I could probably just have one Girl Guide cookie. That should be. And then while I'm eating that, I'll look for something to eat. So I ate the whole box of cookies is gone. I sat down. I ate the whole box of cookies. Gone. The whole box, man. I need constant adult supervision. I spilled milk as well. Yeah, I spilled milk at the counter, knocked the glass right over. Here's the thing. Even halfway through the cookies, I was like, man, I should stop eating these. And then I was like, or I could go to the fridge and I could get a glass of milk and wash these cookies down with a glass of milk like I'm some clean-shaven freaking off-season Santa Claus. You know, I know my gut's getting kind of big, but, Anyway, I ate that whole box. I ate the whole box. The whole box. That's the whole box, man. I'm telling you. I ate the entire box of cookies in one sitting prior to Sheena getting up. And so when she got up, my stomach was in just wonderful shape. Just wonderful shape. I felt amazing. It felt really good. So basically what I'm saying to you is, I've invested in my personal mental health by purchasing golf clubs, and I've gone with reckless abandon to other physical parts of my health by eating boxes of Girl Guide cookies for breakfast. And then I go to a massage therapist and ask her to fix my physical pains. I cannot be trusted. This is what I've learned in writing and orating this podcast. Jeez. Yeah. So anyway, you might be asking yourself, like, honestly, you know, when I talk about things like golf clubs, it really has nothing to do with the ambulance. And that's true. It doesn't. And it doesn't have anything to do with my being a medic in the army, that these are all true statements, but it does have to do with my mental well-being. It does have to do with my personal growth as a person in recovery. You know, I mean, at least I'm buying golf clubs and not booze, because there was once a time where golf club money allocation would have very much gone to bottles of bourbon. And that's not the case anymore. The case now is as such that I, Matthew J. Hennigan, am a sober, bad golfer, cookie eating SOB. But I am what I am, folks. Can't take it away. Can't be anything different. Anyway, this has been me for Medic's Mind. I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Take care, be well, be safe, and above all else, keep talking to each other.
Journey with me in the mind of a medic. Oh. Journey with me in the mind of a medic, 'cause that's my everyday.